Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line here is the head softball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jim McLaughlin, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, good morning, Quinn.
So as we take a look here at your schedule through the first really quarter of the season, or even the first third, 6-2 record, only blemishes, a loss to St. Edmund in the opener, a game where your team was shorthanded, and then a loss to Forest City to open up conference play. Since then, your team has been on a pretty good run, 10-0 win over West Hancock, 2-0 win over a good Belmont Clemmy team, and then you scrapped it back for an 8-7 win over Bishop Garrigan, and then a 5-2 win over Lake Mills. Both those games you were without your normal starting pitcher in Maya Morgan, but your team was able to find ways to win those ball games. And just here through the first really third of the season, just how would you assess where this team is at, and how would you assess how they performed here through the at least compared to their expectations coming into the year?
Yeah, we've had some pretty big expectations going into the season. Of course, losing Addy Jeske last year, big loss, you know, mm-hmm. First team all-stater, but we always say, you know, next person up. We have, you know, 9 returning starters from last year. So we set our expectations of, you know, wanting to go out and win the conference in our last year in the top of Iowa West. And so far we've, you know, played pretty well, a little inconsistent here and there, but overall got to feel real good about where we're at.
And taking a look at some of those individuals that are back that have really shown through, Holly Anderson, somebody maybe a little bit of a slow start, but she has really come on strong as of late. Two home runs, 10 RBI, you know, batting 269. That average has gotten up a little bit from where it was at the start of the season. Maya Morgan, of course, before she has missed the last couple games with injury, she is, you know, batting 500, hitting the ball, seeing it really well, as well. Ellie Lenning, somebody that I think that has really stepped up and made a big difference at the plate as well at different times this year, and I'm sure there's a couple others that I'm not mentioning, but those three in particular definitely feels like they have come through in big instances a lot here through the early part of the season. Just what have you seen from them on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, they have. Of course, Maya Morgan, we've feel really bad for her. She's out for the season, so she's done for the season. That's a huge loss in terms of, you know, one of the best pitchers in the area and an excellent hitter, really hits with a lot of power and was our leading hitter so far this season. So without her, we've got to have other players step up a little bit each person, defensively and offensively. Of course, you know, Holly Anderson behind the plate there, you know, yeah, she started out, she's hitting the ball well, a lot of line drive outs. They're starting to fall now, so, you know, we're counting on her to be another big run producer. Lily Locke started out a little slow again, too. Another one of our stronger, more power hitters. Ellie Lenning, like you said, she had a couple really big hits. The big triple to win the game against Garrigan the other night. Mike Anderson stepping in that leadoff role. That's always a tough thing. And try to replace a little bit of what Jeske had for us. But being a slap hitter for us, she's really starting to do a nice job up there. And of course, Crystal Flores Baez, our returning second baseman. She's another one of our hitters that we'll have to count on for a lot of run production. And we've said we need to be more balanced up and down the order, more consistent. There's been a few of these games where the bottom of our order has done really well, where our top of orders maybe struggled a bit. So we're just trying to look for more of a balance of being more consistent from game to game with all our hitters.
And as we take a look here at this schedule coming up, you're really getting into the heart of the conference slate against some of the better teams. You start off tonight hosting Garner Hapel Ventura at Greenwood Park at 6:00. Wednesday night, you make the trip up to far northern Iowa, the first of two big showdowns with North Union. That starts at 6:00 up in Kossuth County. Follow that up, a road trip to Central Springs, who's normally got a very tough squad over there in the top of Iowa East. North Iowa on Friday, and then start the conference slate all over again on Monday with Forest City coming to town, and then a road trip to Southeast Valley on that Tuesday. But just looking at the schedule ahead, you know, you've got 4 games in the week, the next 2 weeks. Just how is your team ready to handle the workload of such a big challenge here the next couple weeks, especially going up against some of the better teams in the conference?
Yeah, we know we got to kind of, like I said, step up a little more consistently. Haven't mentioned yet, maybe the biggest key to our season last week has been our pitcher, Johanna Flores-Baez. You know, she was our JV pitcher, and now she's suddenly been thrust in the role of our main varsity pitcher. So she pitched well. You know, it was kind of a little bit stressful the first night, knowing suddenly, you know, you got to step in and throw this game. And she's worked in the off season, so she's not quite Maya Morgan yet, but you know, she has a lot of good stuff going for her, and the team's got to stick behind her. But yeah, we have, you know, Garner can score a lot of runs. We've been scoring a lot of runs in games this year, so we know that's got to be a big one we got to focus on tonight here at home. And then we get that game that, you know, we've had some really good games our last couple of years against North Union. And you know, Maya, Holly, Crystal, they play with those North Union girls in the off season. So, you know, we kind of know them. We have a nice friendship rivalry built in them, along with a competitive rivalry. And then we got Central Springs. Like I said, they're a perennial state tournament team just about every year. And doesn't get any easier going into next week, going back with Forest City, who gave us our conference loss. So we've really got to just focus in on one at bat at a time, one out at a time, one inning at a time, and just play the game as it comes to us. And not put too much pressure on each of ourselves, but just kind of stay a little relaxed and do what we know we can do.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week beginning tonight against Gardner Hatfield.
Thank you.
That was Jim McLaughlin, the head softball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto, as we're back with Roland Story Coach Amber Doyle next here on 95.7 FM.